This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. As we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase. Move the way that you see fit this night and forevermore. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off. But actually, put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Prepare the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, requests. But most of all, with salvation to go forth and the kingdom of God may grow in 2024. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you, Father God, for my wife tonight, Lord. Prophetess Lisa Tebow, as we touch and agree right now, Lord, upon the, hallelujah, that the anointing the Spirit of God will rest upon your word here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. And the word of God reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about getting in position for God's blessing. Getting in position for God's blessing. Hallelujah. In 2024. Yes, believers in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So for this, we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. We serve a God who sits high, but look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We thank God that it's a privilege for us to be able to lift up that name that's above every other name. You see, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the praise and the glory of God, our Father. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he does not judge people on the basis of race, sex, or national origin, as man do. But God judges them on the basis of their faith. Their faith in him and their response to his revealed will for their lives. Yes, beloved, there are two paths of life before us in 2024. You see, God's ways of obedience are the way of rebellion and the destruction. Yes, beloved, our God has given us his written word for instruction for our lives. And it is our decision to make whether or not that we will accept his instruction on a personal basis. See, the Bible says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. Yes, people of God, the more we know of God's word, the more resources we have for our daily decision making in 2024. I stop by tonight to let you know, in order to get into position, in order to receive the blessings of God, it must be a choice that you must make. Yes, child of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. The Bible is our spiritual food. And just as we need natural food to have a healthy body, we need a daily portion of the Word of God digesting in our spirit to become a better Christian. I think I need to repeat that because there's so much truth in what it says. Child of God, believer in Christ, the Bible is our spiritual food, the Word of God. And just as we need natural food to have a healthy body, we need a daily portion of the Word of God digesting in our spirit in order to become a better Christian, a believer of Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is expecting us as children, as followers of Christ, to grow spiritually and for us to bear fruit and to become stable in our walk with him, with knowledge of the word of God. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? You see, in order to walk with God, you must read his word every day, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. You must have a daily dose of God's word in your life. And to walk with God involves talking to him also. Yes, believer in Christ, it is God's responsibility to provide and to protect his people as well as to bless them in their endeavors and effort. But beloved, in order to receive the blessing that God desires for you and I, for us as believers of Christ, we have to position ourselves for the blessing. And it comes as we submit ourselves to God's written word and have faith in him and in his word. We are reminded here in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also here in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, beloved, when God blesses his people, they will never have regrets, because his blessings can be overflowing. His blessings can be overflowing in our lives in 2024. Yes, people of God, when we live our lives according to the scriptures, it brings the blessings of God into our lives, because God is a promise keeper. God will keep what he promised. He will keep what he promised in his word. He will do it, whether it is a blessing or a judgment. One thing about God says what he means, and he means what he says. Yes, beloved, hallelujah. People of God, the body of Christ as a whole has to understand that the God that we serve is awesome. The God that we serve, he is a good God. He is a God that sits high but look low. He is a God that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. Yes, beloved, child of God, we love God because he first loved us. Yes, in order to obey the word of God and the Holy Spirit as a child of God, we have to understand that certain things that we must do. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says, hallelujah, once we give our lives to Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17 let us know, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And in continuation with our walk with God, in continuation in our growth in the word of God, we must obey what God's word says. And we must take it at face value, not add or take it away from it. Because God's word, it is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall endure forever and ever. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he wants us to be participator in the kingdom of God and not being a spectator. Here in the word of God, it says in Hebrews 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Yes, beloved, before the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, wickedness or iniquity is running rapid throughout the land. So we as believers in Christ must guard our heart, our minds, and be alert to what is happening all around us. We must look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, the assembly of God's people provides opportunity for encouragement, for strengthening, and the stirring up which can be gained from one another in unity in the body of Christ, which consists of participation in worship and also in fellowship. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, the church as a whole, the church, it is a body that interacts. It is not merely a dispensary of spiritual food and medicine. Yes, beloved, some things happen in the church assembly, the gathering of the believers, that do not happen elsewhere. Sure, some people is still, hallelujah, is still in the house, hallelujah, looking at church services through the internet, on the internet, looking to church service at home in their pajamas. But God here is letting us know, in order to obey what he has already has in store for us, we have the liberty today in 2024 to go to the house of worship. We're not in isolation. Hallelujah. It is a decision that we must make. We must go beyond the four walls of a building, of our homes, into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are reminded of what 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 says in the B clause of the verse: to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So people of God, obey the word of God that you read in the Bible and what you hear from God. True men, true women servants of his, follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit that is given to you directly by the true servants of God. Not only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of God's word. Because remember this always, that the Holy Spirit will never contradict the written word of God. Contradict means to say opposite of what has already been said. Bible says here in the book of 1 John 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try, test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world today. Yes, beloved, it is our responsibility to try and test the spirit, whether they are of God or not. You see, the Holy Spirit will give you internal assurance of truth, faith, active love, and consistent obedience. So we as Christians, believers in Christ, must be careful not to be misled in 2024. See, the Bible says in the book of Romans 8, verse 12, excuse me, in Romans 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, beloved, always maintain fellowship with God, God our Father. You do this by prayer and fasting. Yes, Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says, how men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. The reason why we do prayer and fasting, because we are reminded of this kind coming out only through prayer and fasting. So we, as a child of God, must present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may know what the perfect will of God is for our lives. So always pray when I keep doing good deeds, hallelujah, to your fellow man, show mercy to those so that God will also show mercy to you on a continuous basis. I am reminded in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 7. It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Yes, beloved, never get tired of doing good toward the things of God. Because here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let me say that again. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you're doing good, keep doing good. Hallelujah. Keep doing what you're doing for the glory of God. Because only what we do for Christ will last. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is so important for you to be faithful in the assignment that God has given you, that was tailor-made for you. As the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, moreover, it is required that those who have been given a trust must be found faithful. God has called you out for such a time as this. He has brought you out of total darkness into the light. God wants us as his child to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, to go about doing good, to go about letting others know that there's a better way to live. Yes, beloved, we have to understand that the God that we serve, he have left us a comforter, the Holy Spirit. So remember to be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Child of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit will bring forth conviction, confirmation, and clarity in your life. So spend time in God's presence, which involves reading and studying the Word of God, prayer, and being in a church setting. Hallelujah. Whenever possible, we must pray. Yes, we must read and study the Word of God, because the Word of God is where we get our instruction from. The Word of God tells us how to live and what to do. It also tells us what not to do. So we must, in order to receive God's blessing, we must do it according to the Word of God, because the Word of God is proven. The word of God will sustain us in times of trouble. Bible says that God is a refuge, a very present help in time of need, according to Psalms 46, verse 1. Yes, beloved, hallelujah. Serve once God leads you to a place of worship, a place where he have ordained, have preordained for you to be. That's why it's so important to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the house of worship in 2024. Because we can't eat and be partaker of spiritual food from everyone's table. It must be where God have ordained for you to be. And stay there. Be planted in the body of Christ and get underneath the leadership of a spiritual leader that you believe in, that you believe the God in him, and learn from the Word of God. Yes, and also serve under your spiritual leader leadership in the spiritual house that God has placed you in. Also, be careful who you allow to speak into your life. Position yourself along on the side of people that you know that can hear from God on a daily basis. Yes, it is so important not to be in isolation, but to be in fellowship, that you may know one another. Hallelujah. Remember this always, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, oftentimes, he will use circumstances in order to position you to hear from him. Yes, beloved, the word of God, again, let us know that in Romans 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, God's will is referred to as his purpose for the life of the believer. And it also suggests or expresses his guidance or direction in all of our life decisions in 2024. So child of God, when you seek to discern the will of God, you must also be committed to doing the will of God as it is revealed in the word of God. This is bare to be repeated, so I will. Yes, child of God, in 2024, when you seek to discern the will of God, you must also be committed to doing the will of God as it is revealed in the word of God. Yes, beloved, believer in Christ, in 2024, you should evaluate, determine the work based on biblical principles, knowing that obedience will bring forth God's blessing in your life. Yes, child of God, miracles are good. Signs and wonders are too. And also prophecies are good. But God does not want us to live off of them alone. No, beloved, all of the above has to lead you to your moment of your encounter with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. See, Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Yes, beloved, the God of the universe wants you and I, as believers in Christ, to experience him personally, not to know about him, but to know him. Listen, going to a church assembly or reading the Bible is not knowing God. Knowing God means that you personally know his heartbeat in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God of the universe wants us to get in proper position in order to receive God's blessing in 2024. As we come to close out this teaching here tonight, we are grateful and thankful that God for giving us the opportunity to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level in 2024. May God bless you and keep you here in 2024, as you journey in your walk with him. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you for that teaching this evening. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can apply to your life. If so, please share with your friends and your family the number 347 826 9424 so that they can join you as you join us every Tuesday evening, every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. New time this year, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sister Gerald Kilgore and Ms. Frankie Johnson, we're so glad to have you online with us today. Again, you can share the number too, 347-826-9424. We appreciate all of you that call in and listen to us and support our broadcast, and we just say thank you. Again, if you'd like to write to us, we can be reached at 8544 West Belfort, B as in boy, E-L-L-F-O-R-T, Avenue, number 715 in Houston, Texas, 77071. Again, that is 8544 West Belfort Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. God bless you. Have a great evening. We're cutting this short tonight because the apostle has another teaching to do in person. So he has to prepare to get to that place. And Traveling Grace, we're asking for you to pray for us for that. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great week. And we hope you'll join us again on Friday evening for an abbreviated broadcast, too, at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. God bless.